There are currently more than 350 craft breweries in Colorado, which creates around 12,000 jobs, and in 2015, the industry had an economic impact of $1.7 billion. Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal has been covering the beer industry since 2003. He says that given that craft beer is also a nationally growing trend, which makes up 21% of beer sales in America, it is no surprise that the larger beer companies want to get a piece of the pie.
One of the strategies that big breweries, particularly Anheuser-Busch, have taken up is purchasing craft breweries to broaden their appeal, to try to reach out to drinkers who are not drinking their traditional products and kind of give them that bit of ingenuity, creativity as part of their company.
Larger beer companies such as Anheuser-Busch and Miller Coors are looking to ride the coattails of craft popularity by buying up craft brands or creating their own. But craft brands that experience growth and success have created further complexities. For example, Oscar Blues is the first Colorado craft brewery to have distributed in all 50 states, and in October announced the international distribution in 9 markets. They have also purchased 2 other craft breweries, Perrin Brewing in Michigan and Cigar City Brewing in Tampa. Reactions in the industry have been mixed. Some feel this expansion is an example of the successful growth of a small brewery, while others begin to view these breweries simply as other large companies.
Some in the industry have received this very warmly. Others have looked at this like, well, especially since Oscar Blues has teamed with a private equity firm, it's just the same thing that AB or Miller Coors are doing, but under a different name.
The Brewers Association defines craft brewing as small, independent, and traditional, which means
it has to be made by a company that makes less than 6 million barrels of beer a year. Second, it must be owned no more than 25% by a non-craft company. The basic explanation of that is it's got to be small and locally owned or owned by another craft brewery. This is meant to exclude breweries that have been, say, purchased by Anheuser-Busch InBev or by international interests. And third, the beer must be made largely with natural ingredients.
And this raises the question, what happens to the perception of a beer when a craft brand becomes a heavy hitter or gets bought out by a mainstream beer company? Will consumers begin to treat them like major conglomerates? Seelover says that while to a certain extent this is already happening, we might be in an age of a new middle ground,
where it will lose this halo of being a craft brand without being seen just like a Coors or an Anheuser-Busch, and still lose some people who say, no, that's too big. I think that's already going on out there. I know of people who aren't that interested in drinking New Belgium because they say New Belgium, which is the 4th largest craft brewery, the 8th largest brewery in America, already has seemed to kind of jeter off of that craft beer edge because it's so big.
Seelover also says that while in general American consumers may not know about the murkiness now forming around craft brands, that growing interest in local industry means that people are asking more questions.
Yeah, a lot of restaurants, everyone who's involved in the food industry has talked about the trend since the Great Recession that people want to know where their food and their drinks are coming from and they want to support local companies. And so I think this is becoming a little bit more of a high-profile subject.
Which brings us to the tap room, that place that, it could be argued, encapsulates the local ethos and homegrown spirit of the craft movement. Marty Leto, co-owner of Vindication Brewing, describes these community relationships as he sits in the tap room in Gun Barrel.
People meet here. We've had babies that have occurred from people meeting here and marriages, and we've hosted a sort of a semi-wake funeral sort of moment for a guy who lives just across the creek over there, and it's about community.
Not only does the taproom create the foundation for community, but it is also part of the business model that has allowed for so many new breweries to enter the market. Since 2010, the taproom scene has exploded because the cost of entry is so much more affordable. Seelover again.
Well, the taproom is the reason many credit, one of the main reasons many credit for Colorado having so many breweries. It takes a lot less money to launch a brewery if what you're doing is making your product on site and serving your product in a vessel that can be cleaned and used again rather than thrown away.
As it stands, the craft beer trend is set to continue, and Seelover predicts that the growth will be driven by taprooms, especially in small towns where Coloradans showing up to their local will not only find other beer enthusiasts, but also their neighbors and the revival of an intimate community experience. For KGNU, I'm Fiona Foster.